So many apologists. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Right after the January 6th attack a year ago, many people from both parties condemned the violence and the tepid response from the then president. But since then, we've heard more and more excuses from the apologists. And it goes like this. Dave, you have to understand that this country is no longer free. We're fed up with the condescension of the elites, the defunding of the police, and leftist takeovers. And my response is, did you pay attention to the last Seattle election? Seattle elected a mayor and a law and order city attorney who do not support defunding the police and who say the tents and drug markets and the muffler stealers have got to go. I don't know if they're going to succeed, but my point is that's just one indication the political system does work because it put them in office. At the same time, I realize that there's no point in trying to argue with people who are convinced that politics is broken. So for those who still feel that way, I say they should be free to set up their own compound or their own village or even their own state, as long as it's small enough that we can drive around it. It seems unnecessary to me because you already live in a state where you can, what, buy booze in a grocery store, smoke pot, own as many guns as you want, ignore the speed limit, have sex with any adult who consents, and pile up all kinds of junk in your yard unless it hurts the salmon. But if that's not free enough for you, have at it. Just don't force your kind of anarchy on the rest of us. The fundamental division in this country, as I see it, is not between left and right. It's between people who believe in solving differences politically versus those willing to use violence. And I don't see any compromise there. I think Rob McKenna put it very well in this morning's interview.
People who put their political objectives ahead of truth and what's important in this country shouldn't be in politics and shouldn't hold office, in my view.
Shouldn't hold office. Amen. The rest of us will try to muddle through. Without you.